This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears a cowboy boot.
A new world order. We're done.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another week of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
I'm Skipper.
It's Matt.
And it's Darius.
And it's Darius. How have you guys been for this week? Another week down, another week closer to the end of the year.
Yeah. All in all, not really much of a change.
No, there hasn't really been change for me either.
It's just been a normal week for me.
Yeah.
I did see Godzilla yesterday.
I thought you were going to say God.
I did see God.
I was like, really? Like, this is something that I'm surprised you haven't brought up today or yesterday, maybe?
You're saving it for the opening.
Like, that's how you get the views.
Groundbreaking right there. So what'd you think, man?
It was good.
Now,
I had some weird fucking dreams last night, man.
Well, you try to hold on to those dreams. What, like, where is the ranking with movies this year? Like, for me, I'm sorry.
I've already seen, like, three or four movies this year.
Oppenheimer was one of those movies.
It's my favorite movie of the year. It beat Oppenheimer out. It did. It was hard. But, honestly, watching Oppenheimer, I felt the consequences in minus one more than I did in Oppenheimer.
I plan on watching it Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there is a lot more... You want to... How can a movie like that... make you feel guilt? Like, you felt his guilt, right? You felt like, I mean, you felt everything that man was going through. But I'm saying, like, Oppenheimer, you felt his guilt, right? You felt, or you could feel the guilt. They did a really good job in the atmosphere of that. But, like, minus one, bro.
I don't know where it ranks.
Well, it's at least in your top five.
Yeah, because you've only seen five. So it's not better than Oppenheimer for you?
I would have to sit on it.
Okay, that's fair.
I must say, what have you seen this year?
I don't even remember.
So, sorry, in theaters, I know with me at least, you've seen...
Kanye West.
Uh-huh. Spider-Man, Oppenheimer, and Mario.
Spider-Man, Oppenheimer, Mario, Godzilla.
Dune 2 should have been it.
Dune would have been there.
Is that really all you've seen?
I
think so.
Those new...
You didn't see anything in January or February?
Oh, what the fuck?
Wait, did you see any Marvel movies this year?
No.
But you saw the new Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Across, okay.
You didn't see Guardians 3?
Nope.
I've been,
That was Carter.
Oh, yeah, that's a 2023 movie, too.
Yeah.
I get...
That was... Dude...
I was actually, this podcast, I was going to ask what was, like, our top five movies of the year, or like, at least our top three.
Okay,
unless you had another question.
I can't, no, we can do that too, but I cannot tell you them, I can't tell them, because that's, with the other podcast, I can't,
gotcha.
I can't say it. Just because it'll be coming out soon. Speaking of, actually, the other podcast... It kind of leads into some of the stuff that we're talking about today, but I guess I feel like... What do you want to show?
Oh, yeah, no. Kanye West has been wearing some new... He just introduced, like, a new look. It's actually kind of cool.
No, it's not cool.
I'm just joking. It's not cool at all.
Hasn't he worn that already? That
no,
looks like familiar.
New. No.
It's an executioner suit.
No, it's definitely familiar.
Why is it not cool, man? It's just like an executioner. Other than instead of a sack, it's a pointed sack. instead of a potato sack. It's sorry, it's not a sack. It's a hood instead of a sack.
He's trying to replicate his album. This isn't tomato, tomato. This is...
I've seen that somewhere before.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. It looks really familiar. But, what?
Asteroid City.
Oh! Okay, so, I actually have to watch it this week because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And to my knowledge and the things that I've seen, it might be up there for me, too, already. One, I'm a big Wes Anderson guy. Two, it's about... like a space con or like a fair, like a space fair or something like that. I would like, you know what I mean?
That's where it takes place.
Right. So, I don't want to know anything else because I'm actually really excited to watch this movie.
It's funny.
But yeah, it's going to be this, you know, guys, this year was a really good year for movies because think of like Cocaine Bear, like that movie. I feel like any other year would have been.
That's another one that you did go see.
Yeah. Cocaine Bear.
No.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see Cocaine Bear.
Would you like to borrow it?
Were you not with us?
No.
Shit.
I'm almost positive I was at work.
You guys want to know something?
Wait,
you really
when was that?
February?
Yeah.
I was not in town.
Hey, you want to know what you really should watch?
You're right.
80 for Brady.
What is that?
It's his movie.
80, dude. 80 for Brady. Look, 80 for Brady and Cocaine Bear were my top two movies of the year, basically up until like Oppenheimer. And then, honestly, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, that is probably one of my favorite Marvel movies, so that might be up there with my one of my top 5 or 10. It depends on what we do on Y2K ranking-wise, but I can't wait for that episode. So listeners, cross-listeners for that, definitely be waiting on that, because
nice.
I feel like it'll get into really good conversation with the movies that we had this year. But it was a really deep year of movies, and the fact that some people might be like, the fact that Cocaine Bear and 80 for Brady is up in my favorite, like 10 at least, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I think that it especially even now looking at Godzilla, it should show you that these movies right here are like, they're way more like less budget. Like under budget, like under $15 million to make. I actually don't know about Cocaine Bear and 80 for Brady, but let's see. I have to assume that their budget was a little less than these bigger movies, and they did fucking outstanding.
80 for Brady is $28 million.
That's not bad, but dude, the movie is hysterical. The writing in it is so good, just like Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear has some really great, effects. It was CGI, but like there was a couple practical effects that were cool.
Budget was 30 to 35 million.
Okay, but yeah, so that's good. That's good. But I don't. Do you guys have a question? I guess. How about this? The question that I have, I like your watch face, by the way, will be. Yeah, I don't know. You guys have anything?
I thought you said you had one.
I thought I had one, but I don't know.
He rode into this riding on a horse, but he fell off.
Yeah, you know, like that guy trying to catch Bigfoot. So, I really don't know. Over here, Mr. Tappy Tip Tip Tap. I don't have one.
I got.
Okay, nothing. Cool. Then we're just going to lead in. So what we were talking about with movies, this is Conspiracy Corner. Darius, have we done 2 Conspiracy Corners?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is our third Conspiracy Corner, and this is going to be the biggest Conspiracy Corner, really, because it's all 4 of us.
Right. Hopefully not of all time, but...
No, not of all time, but the biggest so far.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm going to go ahead and just, like, segue into this is over the weekend, or in the past week, I'm sure everybody has seen Leave the World Behind, a movie off of Netflix produced by the Obamas. It's basically a movie that is based on a cyber attack that kind of like wipes out, you know, the grid. And I haven't seen it yet. I am watching it. And I'm also watching it for Y2K, so be on the lookout for that. By the time that this episode comes out, I may have already watched it. So if you guys need to, go to my Twitter account. I'm sure that I will post, you know, my opinions or whatever on there. But I had a friend bring this movie up to me as well. And do you guys remember the movie White Noise from last December? of 2022. The one with Adam Driver, and it was about the big gas or like poison or toxin spill that happened in a small Ohio town.
I remember the movie, but I never
And then a couple
it.
Months later, East Palestine, you know, one of the greatest disasters in human history happened. Which, by the way, that's not even ever talked about again. Did we just kind of forget about that? Or is that going to be something where that land just got acquired by the government?
There's a good chance that land has been acquired by the government.
Would you, just out of, you know, and we'll get back to this movie, just real quick, do you think that that was a little fishy of a thing? Like, do you think when that happened, that was just something that, like, I don't know, like, it just kind of got swept under the rug real fast, didn't it? And I understand that, like...
I don't know about real fast. It had more staying power than most of the news we get.
You know, dude, you're kind of right about it. Do you think that that... Do you think what happened was a conspiracy, though? Like, do you think there was... Like, it was on purpose and there was things for that? Because I also feel like during that week of news, wasn't some shit going on? Was this a Zelensky thing going on? When East Palestine happened?
A lot of stuff got brought up during that.
You know... 2023 has been a pretty big headline kind of year, honestly. And so, I mean, honestly, since 2020, right? Just fucking headline after headline.
Probably since, like, 2016.
Nah, I went, really? Yeah. 2016?
I'd say since 2016. Since, like, the Russian stuff and all that.
Okay, I kind of get what you mean. So, basically, since Trump.
Since Trump.
Since there has been a political
divide
stick
between the country.
Basically, since there was a stick wedged into the wheel of democracy.
Yeah.
And I mean that, not saying it by Trump. I mean that as in, like, literally the politicians are doing nothing but fucking over the civilians of the United States of America.
I mean, it's just more clear than ever.
Yeah, yeah. Which goes back to this movie, right? So, there was a cyber attack.
Since Obama's been out of office.
On Monday, December the 11th, there was a cyber attack. They are saying that it was a Chinese cyber attack, and it was and the United States was attacked. There was a West port, apparently an important port, water utility in Hawaii, a West Coast port, and pipeline for apparently oil and gas was or like gases and oil was struck. For a minute, I had no idea what that was about to be. Like, when I popped up my Twitter, they were tunnels, and I'm pretty sure these tunnels are the ones that giant sloths made, but I'll have to... That's something for another time. So, have any of you guys heard about this movie, by any chance? Leave the World Behind?
No, well, mm-hmm. You were telling
me about it. Right, right, right. So, actually, Derek brought it up to me yesterday about it, asking me if I've already seen it, and I haven't watched the movie, but, like, I already knew about it, because everybody's
said
like...
said something about it the other day, I just... forgot about it because I don't have Netflix.
Right. So, like I said,
I've been watching The Boys, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? That's great. I'm happy that you've been doing that.
Yes. It's been great.
So, the weird thing is that the cyber attack that China did, apparently it's part of a bigger attack that's been going on for about a year. It's called Volt, like voltage, typhoon. And apparently it's just been a collection of attacks that have been going on. You guys probably more so remember the attack that I think happened in somewhere in the south, deeper south, with the pipeline, the oil pipeline that was shut off by the cyber attack. It was like a day.
Did they claim that one as well?
No. I don't know if they don't really claim anything. It's more like the United States.
Was that one traced back to them?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Was it the... Was it a colonial pipeline?
I honestly couldn't tell you the name of the pipeline, but it happened. But anyways, when it comes to the cyber attack and trying to figure out who did it, do you guys think, like, the next Black Flag operation is going to be a cyber attack? Could this be a thing where, like, because the CIA and other, like, you know, three-letter entities... they have the capability of making that digital footprint seem like it came from somewhere else. And I could definitely, knowing what we know about, like, Hollywood with movies and stuff, Do you guys... None of us has seen it, which that kind of sucks for, you know, this topic. But, like, do you guys feel weird that it's produced by the Obamas? That it is a cyber attack that basically wipes out the United States grid. There's a lot more into the story that I can bring up just so that our listeners can pay attention, and then we can pay attention if we watch the movie. But, like, it does seem like Hollywood kind of gives us these warnings. Or maybe it's subliminal where you kind of already have it in your mind that there's going to be a cyber attack. Which, by the way, we've kind of... Cyber attacks are part of the new age of war. But it's like... We don't really care about cyber attacks. Which I was thinking about while I was like looking this stuff up on cyber attacks. Cyber attacks don't really... Because they're always happening.
It doesn't get the people going.
No, it doesn't. But they're always happening. Which is a reason why when some friends were asking me, hey, did you hear about China doing a cyber attack? I was like, no, but like that shit happens like every other day. Maybe smaller, stuff like that. Like literally the Space Force and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base takes care of that stuff. Like it's a daily fight. But, you know, I think this movie is getting people going, you know. And it's, like, hiking up the things. However, it would be a cyber attack that would probably take down our grid. I think...
I mean, it would have to be.
Well, I think on a geopolitical scale and, like, a warfare scale, I don't think people want to use nukes. I don't think that's a thing. And I think that that is more of a last
that's a solution I'm about thing. To go out, I'm taking you with me.
That's the Israel way, right? That's part of their plan if that stuff doesn't clear up. But it is like interesting that that like cyber attacks haven't been big. We never really talked about it. But after this movie, all I can see is cyber attacks. Now the weird thing is if I Google cyber attack, I get almost exclusively stuff that deal with leave the world behind. And if I even type in the search bar Chinese cyber attack, it actually brings up parts of the movie. It's divided into like a weird set. Whenever I did the Google search, it was part of because Russia did a cyber attack on Ukraine today, December the 12th. And so it pops that up, and then it pops up this movie, and then it pops up the Chinese cyber. Now, I also did it mine on the desktop. So, whenever I did mine on... So, doing cyber attack, it brings up Ukraine. And then it brings up the what is, and then it talks about the movie. Leave the world behind. So, like, I don't know. That's weird. Or maybe it's just an algorithm. It could also be an algorithm thing, because, like, I'm already looking up stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I doubt that, because, you know, Google searches by paid advertising or paid shit anyway. So, I don't know. But there are a couple other things in this movie that is weird. In the trailer, if you guys watch the trailer of it, there is a giant cargo ship that is washing on shore. It's called the White Lion. Now, does that sound familiar to any of you guys? Okay, so the White Lion, the original ship name of that, or the more famous ship name of that, that was the first vessel that came to the 13 colonies carrying slaves. It was literally the first vessel carrying Africans to the British colonies. And it's called White Lion, which that's their own part. You know what I mean? People just don't name just a ship the White Lion.
Heavy-handed symbols.
Oh, that was heavy-handed. Now, I heard that there's some other things going on. Again, I haven't seen the movie, but the other thing I wanted to bring up was there is a map that comes on TV. So apparently your phones and your computers just kind of go away in this movie.
What do you mean by go away?
Well, the internet goes down, but we still have like our little radio waves and stuff like that for like TV and that kind of shit. So there's a map that comes on, like the news. It kind of shows where all the cyber attacks are happening. Well, in like Kentucky and Tennessee, it's not a lot's happening, probably because there's not a lot there. But, there's actually a QR code that, like, people don't see because it's only for a second. But whenever I was doing a little bit of digging, people are trying to clear it up so that they can find out where it goes. But there's a QR code blended into the map for, like, whatever. And I have no idea. Nobody's been able to clear it up. It's too pixelated still. But I found it on X or Twitter or what Darius and I call it, Twitch.
Yeah.
Which is actually a Conspiracy Corner thing, isn't it? Did we start calling it Twitch on this?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I do think that is really interesting. If you guys are interested in the map, I do have it. So on my Twitter, it's on my profile on Twitter. So it's right there. I don't want to click it because the volume is probably on, but it's literally like right there. You can kind of see the four. Oh, wait, you're colorblind. Oh, well, there you go. So, oh, did somebody clear it up?
It looks like it.
Okay.
I don't know if it still, well, doesn't look like it's scannable.
Click on that. But yeah, so I've been excuse me. I've been trying to find it until it's cleared up enough. But yeah, you see that? Isn't that weird? What do you think that is? Well, like, what do you think it'll go to? I'm not sure if that. But also on one side of the thumbnail, like the tile for the movie or the movie poster, even.
Yeah.
The names spell out Aram on the left side, which is a biblical name, the son of Shem or Shem, and then on the right side it's Baal, which we all know was like the demon, the god, the entity that the Freemasons turned to or the Catholics said that they praised to. So Baal is a pretty big, like, demon, devil kind
of guy. He's not a good guy.
No, but there's been a lot of things that I've been seeing circulating around the internet with Baal. It was kind of weird, and also, I don't know. It was just weird. But yeah, what do you guys think about that? That there's a movie like this that's happening, and then now this is all kind of coming into the news.
I mean, like you said, it could just be that with the movie coming out, everyone was a bit more primed to jump on it happening. But it's also possible that the attacks were timed in relation to the movie coming out so that it would...
So you wouldn't be surprised if this was a more so like a...
So it's more obvious.
Like a Black Flag thing, right? Like it could have been this us doing it? Or would you just...
I was saying more like... Let's say the Chinese were the ones that launched the attack. They could have seen what the movie was about and launched it at the same time to sow more distrust and kind of so general, like, anxiety in the populace.
Which, in all honesty, if I was to do a cyber attack, one of my main thing would be to... It'd be paranoia, you know?
Yeah, which it seems like if that was, like, them... doing this, it seems to be doing a decently good job at it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could go back into all these, the bigger headlines of stuff, like the Chinese spy balloon, the cyber attacks, the East Palestine thing, even possible UFO disclosure cases that have been taking the news by storm. I wonder if there's, like, movies that kind of correlate within a month of these big headlines coming out. Because if there is, I wonder if, because it's a movie, and it's like, oh, well, there's a movie about it, I'm not surprised that that happened. I wonder if that kind of has that effect on the psyche and, like, a almost like a, it's already in their mind kind of set, so we can kind of ease this out, or we can make it more, like, we can make these, I don't know, things more clear in a sense. Like, we can... We don't have to hide them, or if we come out, like, let's say
it's
that there's a cyber
attack.
It's
free publicity.
Kind of, in a sense, but, like, let's just say there's a giant cyber attack that this happens, okay? Do we look at that movie like Hollywood was trying to warn us? Are we not surprised, or do we take it as, like, oh, well, we're not surprised because we already kind of have it in our heads that, yeah, there could totally be a cyber attack that would ruin everything.
Well, I would see it as more like they know that the internet's going to revolve around what's going on in media. So if they're using, if something comes out and is very popular, they know that that's going to be the focal point on the internet during that time. So they know that if they do this, their attack is going to be more in the headlines.
Okay.
It's not going to be just funneled down.
But do you... Okay, I could see that. But then that also still sides with what he's saying is that this is Chinese military correlated this to happen in response to this movie. But however, but my thing is that's an act of war, right?
If you can prove it's from them.
That's fair. But either way.
Right, okay. Now it's just kind of a series of loose connections as far as I understand.
I mean, in some cases... I mean, we're completely pointing fingers there. But I'm just saying, also in the movie, it's a Chinese cyber attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, them, obviously, probably North Korea and Iran are going to be the biggest three I can think of.
The other, like, minor player in that was the Middle East, which, right, that makes sense. But the thing is
if anyone is going to cripple us with a cyber attack, I would say it would be one of those three countries.
Well, it's also a thing that is kind of weird because ever since the Israel and Hamas conflict started, October 7th or whatever it was, I've heard that American military bases and assets have been targeted in over 90 attacks in the Middle East since October 7th. And we're kind of not doing anything about it. When I'm seeing this kind of stuff happen and... everything else unfold in the world, and like there isn't a retaliation and we're not holding people accountable. And I also found out that the white phosphorus that Israel's been using, we sold them. We supplied people with this shit. Like, I mean, that's these I mean, are war crimes.
Find a conflict in the world where we didn't supply probably both sides with some form of weaponry.
No, you're 100% right, but it's still white phosphorus. You know what I mean? Like, it's these things that should not that are not supposed to be on the battlefield. So I don't know, it's interesting to me. The only reason that I would see this happening, a cyber attack, that I could see this happening, is because I know that the federal government has been wanting to get digital IDs to people. Same with like Elon Musk, he's been wanting to do that for Twitter, for basically for you to have a Twitter. You have to prove that you are who you are. Usually that involves uploading a driver's license or like and something like that.
Leaving Twitter if that becomes a thing.
I would as well, which sucks, but I would.
I barely use it anyway.
I mainly use it for the podcast and everything, but I do use it, and that is my main used social media. Here's the thing. Take that and make it internet-wide. What are you going to do then?
I mean, if you're not careful, that's already a thing.
It's already a thing, but now you need to make it okay, in a sense. Like, they already fucking got our IDs out there. But I'm saying, like, I could see this digital ID becoming a thing. So
you're saying because of these cyber attacks, you're seeing a digital ID become more likely?
Yeah, so the cyber attack happens, and for everybody to get back online, you have to prove that it's you, that you're a human, and your IP address, everything would be coming back to you, you know, like your searches, everything would be more obtainable to whatever entity is overlooking that, which at this point is the government.
I mean, the IP address already tracks back to you.
Right, but I mean, but there's It's still like a free world. Like, there's not really boundaries with it. So, like, the things that I do on my computer, like, you got to get a warrant to access my stuff. You have to get this. You have to get that. With this, it's theirs. They don't have to get anything. They already know it by the first thing that you do. They already know by the first search that you've done. Like, they're, you know what I mean?
No.
So, if somebody wanted my computer, they would have to get a warrant to get it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so with a digital ID, that would mean that you, to get online, it becomes, it's like getting your driver's license.
It's right. Basically public domain at that point. You can look it up.
Right. Like, your stuff would become public. It'd be like getting, so like, if whatever you do is basically, which I understand that it's kind of already out there, but it's a lot harder to obtain. Mm-hmm. Where to, after something like this would happen, and I'm not talking about mainly like your neighbors and stuff, I'm mainly talking about the government, which I don't have anything to hide already on what I'm searching. You know, the worst thing that they're going to find out with searching is probably something super stupid. It wouldn't even be porn. Like, it would be something stupid. But obviously I'm not like articulating this very well, but basically a digital ID would be, it would probably come with a social score eventually, which we know that's in the works. But a digital ID would be something that for you to, I kind of see it as,
are you
like,
saying you would essentially be waiving your Fourth Amendment?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, there you go. Thank you. So like, do you, could you see that? Like, I mean, that would be something.
Is it Fourth Amendment?
For which one? Oh, sorry.
Search and seizure.
Search, yeah. I was going to say, it's basically, it's
for some reason, I'm thinking, and for some reason, I'm thinking that they're different ones.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm thinking fourth is no quarter. Right,
yes,
this
okay.
Prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures.
Okay, cool.
I feel like it I lose that. And also, I don't know. I think that way. And then, you know, everything going digitally, you can also go ahead and start assuming that currency would probably get picked off more that way.
You're thinking of the third.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah. It was somewhere in there.
So, I don't know. And the WEF, World Economic Forum, push the digital ID very hard. So, I mean, like, this is something that has been in the talks. And I honestly could see an attack happen. I mean, people have been talking about an attack happening in the United States right now. The FBI and the CIA keep saying that the red lights are everywhere. You know, everything's blinking red right now, right? It's like they've been warning us to say, they keep warning us, like, hey, be prepared for an attack. And it's like, okay, well, we're prepared for an attack, like a physical attack.
We're prepared, right? Overseas or at home for a physical attack, but there's very little we can personally do to prepare for a cyber attack.
And there's going to be the polar vortex is coming down Christmas week.
That's fun.
Now for us, it'll be cold, but it's not like the deep polar vortexes yet. So we're not getting like snow or anything here in the south. However, we're also in an El Nino season, so it's going to be a colder winter. Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of weird things that are kind of adding up. And this is why this is called Conspiracy Corner. Because it's just a free flow of what's kind of like on our mind with the headlines. But like, to me, this is something that is really interesting. Not to mention that Biden just tried to give Zelensky $200 more million dollars. And House Speaker actually rejected it. What is his name? Mike Johnson?
I don't know.
Johnson. I know it's Johnson.
He barely has the job. I don't care about him.
I
haven't paid attention to it after.
It was, I thought it was he was elected like
unanimously?
Unanimously.
Anonymously. We know who he is.
Huh?
Wasn't
he?
No.
He wasn't?
No.
Oh. Just no.
I really thought he was. I don't like him.
Yes, Mike Johnson. He looks familiar.
Does he look like your Johnson?
No, he looks...
Does he look like a generic white guy?
Looks like somebody in front of me right now.
No, he does not look like that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much people... Mike Johnson... Many votes did Mike Johnson...
Never heard of him before. Yeah.
So, okay, as many as 25 Republicans, actually. God damn. I thought that it was... I don't know. I thought that he... the way that he got it and the way that it came about, because it was really fast how it happened.
Because, like, the three people ahead of him dropped out.
Well, and just, I remember
he was the next one up on the list. I guess people didn't hate him quite as much.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. When was the last time you called X Twitter? Today. I call it both. Usually I say both.
Didn't Elon just have an interview where he called it Twitter?
Probably. That's another thing. When you look up X, I've seen a lot of weird conspiracies with, like, X being a part of, like, the Freemason symbol.
He's been trying to use X.com since the 90s.
Yeah, I know, but it would just... I mean, that's the logo right there, though. And that literally is the logo.
It's also just the Unicode X.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's all Freemasonry, you know? I don't know. But I'll tell you what. This, that's a thick airship, isn't it?
Airlander 10.
Clearly you don't see it. Helium pump. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Man, that's a thick airship, isn't it? Yeah, see? He immediately got it. Jeez. But yeah, I don't know. Could you guys see that happening? The cyber attack?
So, what part of... Just bringing it back to the beginning for a second. What part of this are we saying is the conspiracy side of it? The fact that a cyber attack might happen? The fact that it happened so close to the movie?
No, because like I said, this shit happens, right? Yeah. Like, it happens. It just also, for me personally, it kind of feels like it's not another country. I mean, I do believe that other countries, like, you know, they'll turn something off just to fuck with people and just do that, because I would totally do that as a country. Like, just, you know, you got thousands of pipelines. Not really, but just turn one off for like an hour. I think it'd be funny. But that's the nihilists and the president/dictator in all of us, right? Like, that you just fuck with your everybody, your allies, your enemies. You want to do that? Like, you're just like, what's up, Canada? Turn off Niagara Falls for a little bit. Obviously, this is a joke, but, like, I'm just saying. You're looking at me like you wouldn't do this.
I can't say I would.
What? You wouldn't? You know that new president, that guy in Argentina or whatever, he would.
Enemies, absolutely. I wouldn't mess with our allies like that.
Oh, well, damn. I would. Would you, Matt? Come on, like, say, like, you're President Biden, and, like, Justin, you and Justin Trudeau, you guys are just having a good time, and you're just like, hey, buddy, or, like, you just, like, fucking send, you just cyber attack them, turn off, like, Niagara Falls. Like, I know that's a joke, you know, the Niagara Falls bit, but, like, you don't think he'd laugh at that? Or you think that'd be, like, a war thing? You think that causes tension? And then if it causes tension, what's it gonna do? What, the UN's gonna fight each other? Great!
I feel like, yeah, they would use that as a joke, but whoever's on the receiving end better have a good sense of humor.
So not Justin Trudeau.
No.
Did you guys hear about that Argentina guy, though?
The
libertarian?
Yeah,
he's not a libertarian.
I was gonna say quote-unquote libertarian.
Oh, well, did we already talk about this?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the guy from World Economic Forum, actually. I don't know his name. Can't remember his name right now. But the new president of Argentina, super libertarian, super, like, I don't know. Like, he's on the right. People are, like, he's cutting budgets in half and everything, or more than that. Already caused the inflation to go down there. And this guy is, like... If you just look back at his history, he's just a puppet, man. He's just part of the system.
Javier.
Part of the system. Ready? You know, I just realized we didn't really go over that last part, did we? Of the conspiracy?
No.
So, do we think that a cyber attack could happen? Or do we think that this could play out in the near future? Or, I feel like I should... I don't know what kind of question I want to ask, because I feel like this, sure, it could happen, right? Like,
I
we can all agree that it could
I
happen.
I view a massive cyber attack as the most likely attack on American soil.
Is it weird if I actually think that if something like this would happen, I actually would think that it was a Black Flag operation first?
So you think if...
I think if an attack happened right now...
If our grid, if our pipelines went down...
If they blamed it...
You would immediately assume...
If they blamed it on another country, I think I would...
Even if that country was the Iran, the China, the North Korea...
I would not speculate anything at the beginning. I would kind of be like, I'm not sure who did it, right? And I would start gathering data on, like, what I can find. I was going to say that I would wait.
Gathering data when the internet's down.
Well, no, eventually it's going to come out. But, like, I'm just saying that, like, for the main part of it, you're going to have to go with that it was China. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would, even if it wasn't, your people around you, whatever's going on, you know, you're going to have to, you got to go that it was with China. But, like, eventually it's going to come back on. You know, like, that's just what's going to happen.
Think so?
Yeah. My thing is the reason why I'm not just going to believe that it's China at first is because, one, we've already done this, and we've already seen, even from 9/11, allegedly, because, you know,
we sunk our own boats and, like, blame Cuba.
Well, if you want to go to Vietnam, we did that too. We sunk our own boat, blamed it on the Viet Cong or whoever,
yeah,
and we went to war.
We like our boats.
You and I actually found that out the same day that we found out about all the Hitler conspiracies and all that on the CIA page. That boat, nobody died, nothing happened. It was a ghost boat. Well, I mean, the boat, we shelled our own boat.
We scuttled the boat and, yeah, blamed it on the Vietnamese.
But what I was going to say was, even during 9/11, Osama bin Laden, apparently he was saying that, like, he was denying it, right? And his first one or two videos that he sent to America or whatever, he was denying it. And then after that, he just started accepting it.
You're going to blame me, might as well roll with it.
But my thing is that you're not going to have somebody that powerful deny it. Especially when taking it on could have... I mean, could you imagine what that would have done? Rallied Al-Qaeda? Like, how that would have... Or, like... I don't know. I feel like it would have caused a little bit more disruption. But... Or maybe that's why he did deny it, too. Right? Like, maybe he would have got a little bit more heat or something. But, I mean, he got a fuck ton of heat already. So, like...
Or that he was playing the mind games and denied it so that we would second guess was it actually them or not.
Yeah, which that didn't happen at all. But we also know that he was an informant. He was a CIA asset. So, like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. And now today, how could we believe that China did it or said it or whatever? And let's say that they had a video and they brought it out. How do you know it's not AI now? You know? How do you know we didn't make it?
At this point, it's... Breaching that topic, how do we know literally anything we're seeing was an AI generated in some way or another?
No, that's very true. But
this all segments into my thing.
Yeah, that's why I waited to go down there.
Just one big simulation.
Nope, not that.
I know it's not.
But yeah,
you need to stop thinking about that.
I don't know. Also, maybe we should just leave it open.
Find out what's in the next.
You know, like, I brought up, like, all that right there. The whole thing is kind of a conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
And that is why it's Conspiracy Corner. I'm not saying that I believe in any of this either. I'm just, this is how conspiracies are made, though. And that's what Conspiracy Corner
and
is.
And the points I'm bringing up aren't necessarily my views. I'm trying to be contrarian.
Right. And, I mean, you have to be. Just like, you know, like, I feel like I was really trying to go on the deep end. But, like, you have to think that way because sometimes the conspiracies that turn out to be true are pretty outrageous. And other times they were so simple and we were all just thinking too much, you know?
I forget who the quote's from, but It was essentially advice about, like, writing a fictional world.
Mm-hmm.
It's... The real world is under no obligation to make sense.
Right.
Essentially, when you're writing fiction, it still needs to be believable. But the real world, this sets off that this does that, and yeah. nothing makes any sense.
Right. I feel that. But AI, huh? There it is.
What?
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, no. I didn't do anything about AI, but...
What the fuck?
I thought you said AI was a good segue.
Yeah.
No. Just everything that you guys were talking about was a good segue to the one I chose to do.
Okay.
I thought you specifically meant AI.
I apologize, because since all three of you guys thought that, clearly it sounded like I meant to segue into AI. I'm sorry.
What are we segueing into? It's not much of a segue anymore.
Honestly, who uses segues
anymore? We don't need transitions.
I would if I had one.
He'll just fade it in post. Anyway,
we're not Paul Blart here. Come on, guys.
So I'll be segueing into an article that's not so recent.
You know, that's so funny because that's what I thought about when he said that. Who uses segues anyways? I'm just immediately think of a mall cop, right? On a segue. And in my head, I'm just like, I know this isn't what Matt means. He means just segues in general.
It was literal segues.
And literally, he meant exactly what was going in my little brain.
Yeah.
Paul Blart.
Go on.
Okay. So I'll be talking about an article that came out nearly a year ago now, but I think it's pretty good. It was updated a year ago, but the original article was actually posted in July of 2018. So,
jeez.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until just now when you were talking about that. But I didn't know about this article until recently. So, almost going on 40 years ago now, an interview with a KGB defector was pretty interesting. The guy was named Yuri Alexandrovich Bezivanov, and he was claiming all this stuff in 1984. I'll go ahead and get into it. So, in the interview, we had former KGB member Yuri Bezivanov, and he claimed in 1984... that Russia had a long-term goal of ideology subverting in the U.S. He described the process as the Great Brainwashing, and it had four stages. The first stage, he said, was called demoralization, which took about 20 years to achieve. Now, during this time, during the Cold War, the KGB was trying to do everything to handle Western society. So, I mean, this all just makes sense that this would be happening. And so, yeah, we know that the KGB has successfully established moles. We don't know how much, but, you know, it is a fact that that happened in the U.S. And there's been a long-term plan and by Russia to defeat America, but he said it was through psychological warfare instead of physical warfare, and they did this by demoralization. To change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to a sensible conclusion in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. So he described it as the Great Brainwashing. It had four basic stages. The first example that he uses is in the 1960s with hippies coming into power in the 1980s in the business of America. Bezivanov claimed that this generation was contaminated by Marxist leftist values. And... he said basically that this whole entire first phase was completed by the 1980s with the youth of like the hippie movement and all that stuff. He actually goes into what the whole entire process meant. So exposure to true information does not matter anymore, he said at this point. A person who is demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him a concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until I kick in his fam bottom. This is all a quote. When the military boot crashes his balls, then he'll understand, but not before that. That's the tragedy of the situation of demoralization. Now, the second stage is ideological brainwashing, is destabilization. And this takes about from 2 to 5 years. And this includes targeting essential structural elements such as the economy, foreign relations, and defense systems. And the third stage would be crisis. And this would take up to 6 weeks. And this is when the country, you know, starts to kind of cave in on itself. And he says, basically, it's one big illusion that America thinks that it's in peacetime when in reality it's at war with itself, its foundations, and its principles.
Yeah, which a lot of that's going on.
This all was in a 1984 interview, so it was a pretty interesting article. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could honestly see...
What was point four?
I'm assuming... So they didn't mention point four, so I'm assuming point four is, like, it being successful and, like, we're officially compromised.
All right, I pulled it up. I was just making sure you hadn't said it.
Okay.
Step four is normalization.
Okay.
The stage changes the appreciation of what the status quo looks like. Bezmenov's description of this phase also includes military takeover.
So I
didn't mention that. I should have mentioned that, but
I could actually. Well, it didn't mention it.
Yeah,
because maybe that's the last step.
I'm assuming. Yeah, it's a 4-step system.
No, like I'm saying. The other three have already done.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
This is the last step. Now, I can actually see this being more true than... Like, I would believe this over people saying China cyber attacked us.
What, this whole entire thing?
Like, the KGB part.
Oh, yeah. He said, yeah. And it's just crazy to think that what he was saying is it's basically been done... And
finished
by the 80s.
Everything that he's talking about is literally...
aligns with history. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and even politically...
And the education system and...
But just politically in general.
Yeah. We're caving in on ourselves.
It's what it is.
Well, politically, it was kind of bound to happen anyway. Because even back when America was founded, the idea of our two-party system was kind of flawed to begin with. And just the increased polarization throughout times, and especially since the introduction of the internet and social media, was only going to drive that wedge between the two sides further.
Well, I was more saying that the wave of extremists of...
Or just the mistrust in values of not knowing what's true or not anymore.
Of, like, more so communism coming into play. And fascism. Well, more so that the government wants you to believe that communism is the enemy.
But it's not.
But it's really fascism,
yeah.
Because fascism is here, and it's here to stay. And, like, so for me, I was more so saying that, like, it's almost like the wedge that it did create, except it. Because, you know, even in the 40s and 50s, America could have gone two ways. I guess three ways. We could have kept more in the middle of things. The free market, right? Let the free market play out with a smaller government. Or we go communism or fascism. Like, that's where those things could have taken us. The 50s was... so hardcore against communism that it created really strong right-winged extremists. Same with the 60s, but the 60s really created the more left-winged extremists.
Yeah, he was talking about.
And then the 70s kind of
there being
they
a lot of old.
Yeah, they mixed
yeah.
a little bit, but then the 80s you had the conservative takeover again. But it was from the young adults in the 50s.
It's kind of a false conservative takeover.
Right. It was a false conservative takeover because Reagan wasn't a true conservative. And then Bush isn't a true conservative.
Yeah.
And then literally from...
And also what we talked about, just reeling back a little bit, him talking about moles being put into intelligence agencies in America.
Yeah.
I mean... I can definitely play into the idea
that
of the CIA
that one guy, that
funding
one,
that shitty Doors carnival music.
Yeah, but that one guy just got in trouble for being a spy. For espionage.
Penis.
For penis.
Yeah.
For penis envy.
Yeah.
But,
our special intelligence has been already...
He was a senator, wasn't he? Or the congressman? It just happened like 2-3 weeks ago.
Are you talking about Santos?
Maybe... No.
Santos.
No, not
him.
Who are you? He's in trouble for other things right now.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Most of them are. But.
It was a dude that just got in trouble for espionage. Senator related to Russia. Um, Senator Dick Durbin. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, one of them, somebody did it. But yeah, there was, so that guy is just getting in trouble for it. And then, but yeah, you had, so you had this kind of like hidden agenda, you know, but the Bushes, they're fascist. I'm not gonna, I don't think that they're, you know, I don't think they're.
So one thing I don't think really helps our perception of these kind of, I guess, stories or, because I can't think of a better word right now,
yeah,
is just our general overuse of communism, fascism. Just we label things...
ideologies.
Not necessarily just us, but us as a culture, we like to label things.
Yeah, I mean,
and
like everybody's a Nazi now.
And we don't fully understand what the label we are giving things means. And so those meanings kind
of
begin
to
shift
those,
over time.
I could see that too, but I'm saying I know what those words mean. And
I'm not saying just based on this conversation, though.
I gotcha.
Like,
but like I'm just saying that like the Bushes are, they would be more fascist, just like Trump was. Trump was more of a fascist politically. When business and government go together, that is fascism. Like that is what fascism is. And that is how they run their shit. Now, that is a very easy and simple term of fascism. But that is fascism, and then communism is more of the government owns the business, and then everybody's just making the same, and all that other fun shit. That one, there's more to it, but I'm not getting into the definitions here, but I'm just saying that like there are more extremists, at least open. There are more people being openly extremist than there has ever been. And I do think that they're like, if talking like conspiratorial wise, like sure. I think the KGB guy could, I don't know. I also think these like the KGB, the CIA, all these things, they have the same agenda, you know, just to a different source. And it's them. You know, their allegiances to themselves.
So I don't know if it's just because we've kind of grown up in this, you know, post-Soviet society.
Yeah.
But none of what that document says really surprises me. Mm-hmm. At least for me personally, it feels just kind of how you would subtly, like, destabilize a country.
Yeah.
Like.
And that makes sense, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
That's why I can totally believe this. But the other thing is
like it doesn't even need to be like state sponsored or anything. You could get like a group of buddies together and just kind of work your way in.
Yeah, which is possibly what happened. You know, that could have been easily like that. Just a bunch of guys that was like, hey.
Yeah, the guy got into his training. He's like sitting at his desk and he looks at his buddies. You guys like communism? And then that's how it began.
Depends who's asking.
Yeah, that's who said it. And then he, like, covers up the, like, computer, like, camera and goes, it's just me. And then he's like, oh, I do.
Yeah, who's a part of the Social Communist Party?
Yeah, and, like, they, because, I mean,
I got
you gotta,
my card.
Because you gotta think, in the 40s and 50s, you know, they were being hunted down.
Good old McCarthyism.
But maybe they were being hunted down so that it was harder for us to find, like, within our own politics, like, our own government.
What do you mean by harder to find? As in, it wouldn't work its way in, or we wouldn't notice it as much?
We wouldn't notice it as much because of all the witch trials, you know, with the Communist Party people.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like... I have noticed that when the government goes really hard on people, it's so that we, you know... We're like, fuck you, old man.
We look
but really,
inward at our neighbors instead of outward at the government.
At the government, right. And I think that is one of the ways that they keep us divided. So, like, you know, that's why, like, any time that I ever talk about anything with me, and even earlier I said it's not my neighbor that I'm worried, you know.
Yeah.
I'm never worried about the neighbor. Just like when people talk about, like, gun control and stuff, I don't think people understand that I think 90% of gun owners, it's not for their neighbors. Sure, it's for the self-defense part, obviously. So it's for the defense. It's never for the offensive. And that still stands. But I was going to say, like, I'm down for, like, my neighbor. If shit happens, we can go meet outside, right? We can have a conversation. And if for some fucking reason it gets physical, which... I'm an adult, so I feel like that's stupid already. You're not going to just
go into your house and grab a gun and be like, nope.
No, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Dude, that's my fucking cat.
But like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that stuff's stupid. But the government's knocking on your door.
You're going to have, like, that guy in your bedroom, but...
The one that wakes up in the morning and just ends up with a fucking bullet in his head?
Yeah,
that old man.
Yeah.
The FBI fucking like,
oh my god, he has a fucking gun near his bed.
You got a permit?
Shoot him. He has a dog. Shoot him.
No, that's kind of what happens sometimes.
You got a permit for that gun? Are those level 4 plates?
No, that video was actually really funny. Okay. He goes, all right, gotcha.
Is that a tactical nuke?
Let's go get some lunch. Let's go get some lunch. See.
Why do you have uranium in your room?
Yeah, Skipper.
I don't, but I know a guy who does.
I know a couple guys that do.
So much yellow cake.
Okay, I think we're using a lot of words right now. I also just got a call from the Pentagon today, so I don't want to...
You getting drafted?
No.
Colton, man. They do phone calls now. They're like, hey, man, pack it back.
You're in.
So you got a yellow cake unfolds the paper towel.
It's like, it's what, vanilla what branch? What branch? Army. No, just kidding, it's Marines. Just kidding.
Pentagon? I'm like, excuse me? I texted him. I was like, hey, man, Pentagon called. He goes, oh, how'd that go? I was like... Good, I hope for you.
For who? Who was it for?
Colton.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, he's one to do the police force with that. Like the Pentagon's about... force.
Oh, he's doing Pentagon instead?
Yeah, I told him he should convert to the...
He's just doing DOD.
No, I don't know how it is. It's just a police force. I asked him if it was like a special thing or anything like that.
Homeland
Security. He might be...
Security.
No, that's what I was going to say. I don't think it's security, but like basically...
The National Guard?
Basically, I could see it more like being like SWAT, like DC SWAT, like, you know, like like
Capitol Police,
kind of. But like, I was gonna say, badass. Just I don't know, like, you know, when the FBI comes to raid and they have police
like, he is moving
officers
to,
with them. I think that's
Daniel,
what it is.
He is moving closer to what you guys just keep on talking about.
Yeah. No, I asked him. I said,
is this how it's gonna happen?
I said, my buddy's gonna be a Fed pretty soon.
He's gonna kill you.
Oh no, but oh yeah, how me and him had that conversation, you know, during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Well, Revolution. Sorry, not the Civil War,
the
Revolution, yeah.
The 21st century social revolution.
It's like the same thing at this
point.
Semantics. But it's it's however you wanna look at it. It's a revolution no matter what.
If you're dead, if you're not dead, it's a revolution.
But yeah, no, it is kind of, he's marching that way. I told him that he should try to go for SOG, the S-O-G.
Soggy.
That's the CIA's special forces.
I never heard of them before. Are they in Black
Ops? They're the most secretive force out there.
Well, apparently secretive enough for me never to hear of them.
SOG. Not secretive enough. We've heard of them.
Yeah, I'm like, I know about SOG.
Soggy.
There's a whole knife brand after that. SOG.
Are they in Black Ops?
Actually, I think they are.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. And the first one?
Like zombies or something like that?
No, like, I think that's your people, SOG. I think that's SOG. Who they're a part of. The
I
first
would imagine
one.
That's where they are, yeah.
SOG. Yeah, because you're the CIA.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so Call of Duty's already known. Did you guys get any headlines you want to talk about?
Other than what I was talking about earlier with the Taiwan pilot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was bribed $15 million. To steal a U.S. Chinook and landed on a Chinese carrier.
No way.
So, it didn't work.
So was he paid by China?
Yeah. Paid by China, U.S. dollars. $15 million after he delivers it, but $1 million up front for him to agree to it.
Do you guys think that the Taiwan thing, like, what is that? Like, this Taiwan thing. Like... You think, kind of like, you know how, like, I actually think South Korea and North Korea are in bed with each other, which kind of makes a lot of sense. And I have a lot of Samsung products that I've been thinking about a lot lately, but, like, you know, Samsung's been in some lawsuits about spyware and shit. Like,
recently?
Oh, yeah, for their TVs, their last generation of TVs,
if there used to, there was an illumination in the back to let you know when your TV was not actually off. And the CIA had a portal into your TV. And there's more, you know, agencies. But yeah, that was a real thing. That's a real lawsuit.
I'm gonna throw that bitch out.
No, I literally was thinking about that, and I'm kind of pissed because I love my, like, I got the Galaxy. I love my Samsung TVs, but, like, the fuck?
Oh, right. Take the watch off.
I've already done that. I've already got, like, I got that Garmin smartwatch. I never charge it. It tells me all the things that yours tells you, basically. Mine definitely tracks me because it's like an outdoors watch, so it's a survival watch, basically. I like it. I do wish that I could just wear a normal watch. I can. I just, if I don't wear a smartwatch, I won't get back to anybody because I'm not on my phone.
Same.
So, like, it gets bad.
So, like, at work, I don't wear my watch.
No. And so, I can tell.
And so it's like 3 or 4 hours before I even respond to anybody.
So what's the point of you having that watch then? You just want it?
When I'm not at work.
When are you not at work?
Yeah, but when I'm not at work, I just turn it. I wear my normal watches. Right. And I turn the volume on my phone up. Because then I need to know. So, but yeah. Taiwan, China, America. I wonder if that's ever going to happen. Taiwan's definitely, like, in bed with China, right?
Yeah. They claim that they're not, but they are.
Like, right? No? It's
good. I don't think so.
Really? Okay. I like how Matt's like, yep.
I can't give a solid reason, just doesn't feel like it.
No, I understand. I feel like it's like a half and half. Probably just like South Korea and North Korea, right? Like, I think...
You think there's, like, two parties just divided into one wants to go with China, one wants to stay with...
Kind of. Like the Federalist Party in early America that was mainly for, like, keeping a British ally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Skipper, did you have anything?
I just found a nice little headline.
Oh.
Apparently 20%... Based on this poll, 20% of young Americans aged 18 to 29 believe the Holocaust was a myth, or is a myth.
Huh. So obviously that's dumb, but I see where they're coming from. I work with a lot of,
Hold on. No, like, that's a real thing, but hold on. What if everything we know really is just a fucking lie?
There's a couple more bullet points.
We've never been there.
A third of Americans see anti-Semitism as a serious problem, with just over a quarter of young people sharing the same concern. Among young people, 40% believe that Israel is trying to wipe out the Palestinian population, compared to 7% of our respondents. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to focus on that first bit.
Yeah, so let's just say, because we know history is written by the victors. What if, I don't even know how to say it because I don't know. Could the Holocaust been fake? How about that? Could it have been faked?
There's millions of witnesses that can say otherwise.
Yeah, where are they today?
In the nursing home.
That's fair. But, like,
I'm not going to say that. I don't think
I was about to quote Thanos.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there. I know where you...
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was one thing that I was reading, and it was because of the Israel-Hamas thing that's been going on. And it was talking about Netanyahu talking about Adolf Hitler and how, allegedly, and I did not do any back research, so I do not know if this is true or not. So, allegedly, Adolf Hitler did not want to kill the Jewish community. He wanted to push them out of Germany first.
That I can believe.
And apparently after a meeting with a Muslim prince, the prince convinced him to burn them, to kill them.
Why not get rid of them?
Okay, Matt. But
right, like this, here it is. Prime Minister tells the World Zionist Congress that Hitler only wanted to expel the Jews,
but Jerusalem's Grand Mufti convinced him to exterminate them, a claim that was rejected by most Holocaust scholars.
But, like, what... let's go ahead and think about everything that we know even about ancient culture and ancient civilizations and how every mainstream scientist or archaeologist, you know, they're so against people questioning things. Mm-hmm. And then these things come out, and it's like, well, then the mainstream has been wrong this whole time. Or the conspiracies that are coming out that the government has been wrong about. Or not... The fucking laptop. Hunter Biden's goddamn laptop that the FBI said they didn't have.
It's human nature to question everything.
Right. And it's that's also, all I'm doing right now.
And it's all the scientists' job anyway to question everything. That's how... That's basically what they do.
But my thing is like... You go back and you go through all this shit and it's like, what the fuck is real? Like, really?
I think it is real. I thought you did too.
I was like, what the fuck is Israel? Well, it's real. Well, it's a country. But is it? You know? Like, my thing is like, I see headlines and I see things, and then the ones that really pique my interest, I typically go back and I look things up on them because I want to know, am I getting the truth? And I know that from a news source, I'm not. I'm getting a biased article. So then I have to go and I have to go through backlogs. And then I have to go and I have to go through Twitter. I have to go through the right wing of Twitter. I have to go through the left wing of Twitter.
You have to get both sides.
Yeah, I got to get all these damn sides. And then I even sometimes if it's international news, then I go and then I have to go through the search bar and then type in with the keywords whatever country it is so that I can try to get like other perspectives that are not just American. And like it's interesting to look at this, but also seeing Netanyahu, who's the president of one nation of Jewish people, saying that about Adolf Hitler, a man that we have been taught absolutely hated that community of people and like all this terrible things and the Holocaust and all this shit. Like, yes, right. Yeah, of course I still believe the Holocaust and all this stuff. But isn't it like really fucking scary to think of it like that it was a lie? Like, could you imagine if that was a lie? That would hurt me more than finding out that the moon landing was a lie.
I mean, yeah, one has 10 plus million lives attached to it.
Right. No, you're right. And that's probably why. So that's a good thing that that happened. But like, I mean...
It's a good thing that happened?
No, like I'm saying it's a good thing that I...
Damn.
That I feel that way. Yeah. But I'm saying that like... It... Could you imagine if Mein Kampf wasn't real and that he didn't write that book? Like, what if Adolf wasn't even a fucking person now?
What if he got into art school?
What if he got into art school should be the real question, dude.
You're right, it should probably be.
Actually, his paintings are really good.
Dude, what do you have, like, free application?
So, no, they're not.
You don't like his huskies?
So, what your...
They were German Shepherds, right?
Okay, hold on, wait.
Well, what dog
they're good on, like...
What dog do you
think? They're good on a high school and college level. How about that? Like, honestly, Matt, a couple months of school and you could have done it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
It's not...
He's calling you a scrub.
No, I'm saying...
I can't draw with your shit.
No, but I'm saying, like, a couple months of schooling and then anybody could probably do it. Or most people could.
So, getting back to your earlier point, are you saying, what if...
That one's good.
Obviously hypothetical. It's a building.
Skipper said, "Man, you like that episode of Always Sunny where they find an original Hitler?"
Are you saying there could be a chance
that
Hitler was just kind of
a fucking German Shepherd,
of a boogeyman that we created
in the same thinking space of even Osama? Bin Laden.
But that one is pretty good. Like,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
This one's pretty good.
Like, architecture portraits are really good.
Yeah, Daniel, this is a good piece of art. I'm not going to lie right here. This one is...
I'm not...
He's...
I'm not. We're past this art. This is important
but
stuff.
He was trying to get into our school to get better.
He was trying to get into our school, and they.
No. The art school he's trying to get into is to prove you're best of the best. He was not best of the best.
Well, he burned that school down.
Well, yeah. He should have been better.
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, is that a...
But like, yeah, like, all what right. if he is... Like, what or what if it is real? Okay, let's say this. What if it is real?
You guys, man. You guys.
You sound like you said he is real.
But
I,
like...
I think that's
the,
just you.
But there was stuff added on, like, tacked on at the end. Right, because let's talk about like okay, so we know these concentration.
Are we talking tacked on as in didn't happen, but we say they did, or tacked
kind of.
On as in they happened but were kind of caused by other people and just attributed to the one big bad?
I honestly don't know, because this one's hard for me to be like try to stretch on, because I don't I really believe that the Nazis did that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I do, it was not that far back in history. Like I really feel like. The shit's there.
We
like,
have people
right.
that survived it.
Right. But I'm like, I don't know. Like, we don't really talk about Japan's concentration camps. We don't talk about China's concentration camps or Russia's concentration camps.
I think the biggest part of that is just simply more American, at least for us, more American eyes saw the Nazi concentration camps compared to Japanese concentration camps or Russian concentration camps. Like, at least from a U.S.-centric perspective,
yeah, but
we just saw more of it.
But do you even know when the first concentration camp was, like, known about?
Are we talking European?
We're talking about, like, World War II-wise.
I have no idea.
Because I don't either. But I do know that...
I know we had some.
We did. Well, right. And
I believe we use the term internment camp.
Yeah, but like, I haven't really... I think I've seen one or two photos of them. And honestly, I can't really remember them.
And that's a big thing with... Especially a lot of our modern history is... And by modern, I mean like late 19th, early 20th century. A lot of that bad stuff we did...
It's gone.
They have tried extremely hard to wipe that.
It's just gone. A lot of it is gone, though. But a lot of it, I guess, is still there. Because we've done a lot. But yeah, I mean, you're right. And, like, obviously, again, guys, here, we're not trying to say that this stuff is what we think. But, like, we do... It is good to think this way sometimes. Like, well, what if this didn't happen? What if this happened? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people on Twitter are going to start thinking like this, or X, since Alex Jones is back in the picture.
Has he posted anything yet?
I think he's just posted retweets.
Back.
No, just like retweets, because he was just on Tucker Carlson and he was doing other things. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, could you imagine if we found out like Mein Kampf was fake and like that was because like that was our boogeyman, right? Like, how many times do I talk about how much I hate Nazis? How much do I talk about that I was raised by Indiana Jones? Who hated Nazis?
Frequently. That one a bit less frequently,
but
frequently.
But there was a point in time where that was actually frequent. There was.
Which reminds me that the new one came out this year.
Yeah, it did. Did you watch that?
No.
Dial of Destiny?
I started it, but I fell asleep.
I haven't finished. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It sucks thinking that way, because why would you want to think that way? And then also, like... Why would we want to believe that, like, we would create such a monster, right? But in real life, we have created monsters like that. Look at these terrorist organizations.
Sometimes you have to create a monster bigger than yourself.
Charles Manson.
Keep you humble?
I'm saying...
The Rothschilds are like,
yeah,
but I'm not the Rockefellers.
Simply to overshadow what you've done.
So, like, Shifu and... What's his name from Kung Fu Panda?
I don't know. I
don't know.
I'm thinking Oogway.
No. Tai Lung. That's
sure.
Okay.
I didn't see that one.
He makes him into what he is.
But I'm just saying, like, it is weird to think that way, right? Like, I don't know. That's interesting. But like, even then, I mean, well, think of, or what if Hitler was just like the face of the Nazi, you know, party and everything?
Hitler was the puppet.
Right, like he was the puppet, and that's why at the end he did just
off himself.
No,
Disappear.
View our Dark Fleet episode.
Yeah, and he disappeared. Nah, but not in that way. But like, you know, disappeared to South America.
Okay, flashback.
And lived out his days as an old man.
In Colombia.
Bingo. Something like that. Venezuela, Brazil.
I believe it was Argentina, then Colombia.
Yeah,
he was in South America for a while.
But I mean, think about that. Like, that too. Because if he was this big bad thing, like, wouldn't we want to go get him and hang him? Like, you know what I mean? The justice there. Instead, we basically kidnapped and saved a lot of SS and Nazi scientists, and we adopted a lot of the ways in their policies into our own government. Like,
yeah, we implemented that stuff.
Not just North American, like, not just United States. NATO. But, like, yeah, like, fucking Europe, like, their centralized banking, like, all that stuff. Like, those were all, a lot of those were from Nazis. Like, well, from the Nazi government.
So, basically, it is going sort of to the Dark Fleet in a way where the Nazis technically won and infiltrated all forms of government outside of Germany.
Skipper just looks like it's hurting him.
That book hurt.
But the thing, the Dark Fleet, sure, the weird parts, yeah. But what we're saying right now with Nazi
infiltrating everything. I know, just he keeps mentioning it.
It got brought up.
That's trauma? It literally hurts. I saw the hurt in your face, dude. Like, that actually hurt you that bad?
It was not fun.
Damn.
But, I mean, quite frankly, it was a lot of Germany... Between the wars, during the war, was like height of innovation. Yeah. So it makes sense that places around the world would adopt some of those ideas.
Yeah, I understand that. But like some of the ideas that are not, the ideas that they adopted tend to be ideas that worked in only particular people's favors. So like centralized banking.
Well, when you are pulling the strings, you are going to see the ideas and the policies that keep you pulling the strings and try to implement those. They just so happen to do it at a time when it worked.
But in the end, no matter what, it's still...
The idea may have come from a Nazi.
Yeah, like, but I'm just saying, like, we gotta think about
that. That does not necessarily make it a bad idea.
Do you think centralized banking is a good idea?
Fucking. Do you have a better solution to it?
Yeah. Get rid of centralized banking and just have your localized banking again. We did it forever before.
And then you run into exchange rates, especially across, you know, 50 states. It is easier to have one centralized
currency. Centralized banking is also just regulating how much... It's a control base of it. You can get away from that and it'd still be pretty successful. I mean, think about like the beforehand. I mean, we already have rates across states. We got different rates among counties.
I'm talking like different currencies and things.
The U.S. dollar, before centralized banking was a thing, was still the U.S. dollar. So I'm saying, like, the centralized banking basically...
What you're saying is the centralized banking is over-regulatory, I believe?
Yeah, there you go. So
which,
you don't want
which
that.
I would agree with.
Yeah, so you don't want that. That guy's dead. Anyways, so... But, Yeah. Those are the headlines. I got about real high about 30 minutes ago.
Spain seized 11 tons of cocaine.
Okay. Don't know the conspiracy there.
And then E3 is officially over. I just thought I'd throw some stuff in.
Okay.
When did E3 happen?
The last June? E3 was 2019.
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't do an E3 this year?
Oh, no. They haven't done it in 4 years.
Fuck. That was when we watched, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was Cyberpunk.
The one, oh yeah, because and it was also Halo, right?
Yeah.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's officially over now.
Yeah, so all the Oh, well.
So, yeah, guys, be looking out for this show, because it is going to be probably a monthly show now, and we'll get more into it, and we'll definitely, we like it, and it is new, so just bear with us. We're going to be getting it way, you know, it'll become way more organized and put together as it goes on. Kind of like the Cryptid Tier. We got tighter, was able to kind of move a little bit more on it, but...
Well, I would say it's not. I don't think we'll get too much tighter with this.
Well, honestly, you're right. Not tighter. Yeah, it's
because this format is specifically. We're just going to talk about it.
Yeah,
just open. It's discussion. Not. We have specific bullet points on it.
Yeah. Hopefully, we piqued your guys' interest in some topics and make you guys think about stuff. Just a disclaimer: we do hate Nazis here, all four of us.
Death to the Nazis.
Yep.
Sorry. Oh, what's that? I haven't heard any confirmation from Darius.
What's that mug that you signed? So,
which one?
The New Order. You kill Nazis.
No, I'm just kidding.
You kill them. That's the main enemy.
Yeah.
You don't get to see Hitler in that one, though. You don't get to kill him. The next one you do, though.
Yeah, the next one you do. I couldn't remember.
Why would you get to kill him when he kills himself?
Well, he's in Venus in the second game. Which apparently, which is funny.
Oh, yeah, that is Wolfenstein.
Yeah, isn't that Dark Fleet, too?
Oh, not Venus.
Oh, well, there's another conspiracy.
There's part with
Mothman Gingerbread.
Not Hitler and Venus.
No, it's not Hitler and Venus. It's a...
the Cloud City, right?
Yeah, it's like a base.
Yeah, but I thought we joked about Hitler being there. And I think we brought up Wolfenstein.
I honestly do not remember.
Hitler wasn't there. That was their original base, was Venus. One of them was.
What, in the Dark Fleet?
Yeah.
Skipper's kind of be like, I'm done.
In his head, he's saying, shut the fuck up, but he can't say it out loud. Huh.
So next week is Eight Canyon.
Yes.
I keep thinking that next week is like communion.
It's with the after.
It's not your birthday yet.
I know. Yeah, I've been. I've already started reading the book, so you guys should probably read the book. If you audible it, Whitley, he does it.
Who?
Whitley Strieber, the author of Communion. He actually does it. And some of the ones when he, like, I'm not gonna lie. So I've been listening. So I've read the book once or twice. And I'm listening to it for the first time. And there, when he's talking about the abduction happening, you can almost hear the emotion behind his voice. Like, you can kind of hear him, like, he's definitely getting, like...
A little bit of, like, watering in the voice.
Oh, yeah. And then when he starts talking about his son, like, stuff happening, again. And then the rest of it, like, he's fine. And then, like... But it's super interesting, like, saying
that. Why are you tearing apart your case right now?
Because I didn't know it came apart.
Why would it not come apart?
Well, guys, we're going to end it on that one. We'll catch you again next week.
Adios. Thank you.